This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that a Sunday deadline has arrived for military coup leaders in Niger to restore the democratically elected President Mahmoud Bazoum, analysts continue to warn of the consequences if the economic community of West African states decides to intervene militarily, as promised. More from VOA's Timothy Obiezu.
Political analyst Rotimi Olawale says he's worried about an escalation of regional tensions.
ECOWAS threatened on Sunday to use force to restore President Bazoum. So I think it's in the best interest that this do not degenerate to the use of force, and that a diplomatic solution is found as a way to resolve the current impasse.
ECOWAS has imposed many sanctions on Niger, including trade and travel bans, power cuts and closures of land borders, to pressure the junta to cede power. The junta announced Thursday it cut ties with Nigeria, the U.S. and France, its former colonizer. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
More reaction after former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan was arrested at his residence in the eastern city of Lahore.
Khan was accused of selling state gifts worth $635,000 and deliberately concealing the proceeds. He was not present in court when the judge handed down a three-year prison sentence and a $350 fine. Khan's party, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, called the verdict a black stain on the face of justice. In a message to supporters, party Vice President Shah Mahmood Qureshi said Khan did not get a fair trial.
Imran Khan did not get his fundamental right to a fair trial under Article 10A of the Constitution.
According to Pakistani law, Khan now is disqualified from running for office